Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The center fielder, Brian Simmons. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlos Lee. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Greg Norton. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Craig Wilson. Batting ninth. The catcher, Brooke Fordyce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jamie Navarro. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting second. The third baseman, Enrique Wilson. Batting third. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Thome. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jacob Cruz. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Richie Sexson. Batting eighth. The DH, Russell Branyon. Batting ninth. The catcher, Einar Diaz. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dave Burba. And now, play ball. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Simmons is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Simmons. The throw from Diaz and he is safe. Simmons steals second. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Sexson. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Simmons scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ordonez strikes out. Two outs. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lee hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sexson. Lee reaches second base with a double. Thomas scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There's a wild pitch. Lee moves to third. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Konerko takes first base on ball 4. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Norton hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Sexson. Norton reaches second base with a double. Lee scores. Konerko moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Craig Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Vizquel hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enrique Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilson scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Brooke Fordyce batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Fordyce hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizcal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Brian Simmons is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Durham moves to second. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Sexton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez strikes out. 1 out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thome strikes out. 2 outs. Jacob Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Richie Sexton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sexton takes first base on ball 4. Cruz moves to second. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Branyan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Norton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ordonez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ordonez hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Lee. The throw from Diaz and he is out, Alomar applying the tag. 2 outs. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Konerko hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Konerko reaches second base with a double. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Norton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Norton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Einar Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Diaz is hit by the pitch. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Vizquel hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Fordy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Enrique Wilson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Diaz moves to second. 2 outs. Roberto Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. the White Sox will come to bat. Craig Wilson, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive towards third. Wilson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Fordyce is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Fordyce is 0-for-1 in the game. Fordyce hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Simmons is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Thome is 0-for-1 in the game. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Jacob Cruz is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cruz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham misplays the ball. That's an error on Durham. Thome moves to third. Cruz moves to second. Richie Sexton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Sexton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Sexton hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Branyan is 0-for-1 in the game. Branyan strikes out. One out. Inar Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Diaz is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Diaz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lee. Diaz reaches second base with a double. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Vizquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Diaz moves to third. Two outs. Enrique Wilson, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Alomar hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 8-3, Indians. Carlos Castillo now pitching. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ramirez is 0-for-2 in the game. Ramirez hits a pop-up towards short. Wilson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Sexton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ordonez is 0-for-2 in the game. Ordonez hits a fly ball into center field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lee is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lee strikes out. Diaz throws to first to catch. Thome drops the ball. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Konerko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Konerko hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Cruz, who is chasing the ball. Conurco reaches third base with a triple. Lee goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 8-4, Indians. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There's a wild pitch. Conurco scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-5, Indians. Greg Norton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Norton is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Norton takes first base on 4. Craig Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Wilson is 0-2 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Sexton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Thome is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Thome takes first base on 4. Jacob Cruz is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cruz is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thome moves to second. Richie Sexton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sexton is 1-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Sexton hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Branyan is 0-2 in the game. Branyan hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Inar Diaz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Diaz is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Diaz hits a pop-up into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Carsey now pitching. Brooke Fordyce is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Fordyce is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Fordyce hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Durham is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Durham strikes out. One out. Brian Simmons is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Simmons is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fordyce moves to second. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Thomas is 1-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Fordyce scores. Simmons moves to third. It's 8-6, Indians. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Ordonez is 0-3 in the game. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carsey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Vizquel is 0-3 in the game. Vizquel takes first base on 4. Enrique Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Wilson is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Conurco fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Wilson. The throw from Fordyce and he is out, Wilson applying the tag. Two outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Alomar is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Lee, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lee is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Paul Konerko, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Konerko is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Norton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Norton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Craig Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Norton moves to second. Brooke Fordyce is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Fordyce is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Fordyce hits a ball on the ground to right field. Ramirez throws towards the plate. Diaz fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Diaz. Norton scores. Wilson goes all the way around to score. Fordyce moves to third. It's White Sox, 8, Indians, 8. Ray Durham, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Durham is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Paul Shuey now pitching. Jesse Levis now catching. Brian Simmons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Durham. The throw from Levis and he is safe. Durham steals second. Brian Simmons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Simmons is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-3 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Thome hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jacob Cruz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cruz is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cruz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thome moves to second. Richie Sexton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Sexton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Sexton takes first base on ball 4. Thome moves to third. Cruz moves to second. Bill Simas now pitching. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Thome scores. Cruz moves to third. Sexton moves to second. It's 9-8, Indians. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Branyan is 0-for-3 in the game. Branyan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ordonez. Branyan reaches second base with a double. Cruz scores. Sexton scores. It's 11-8, Indians. Jesse Levis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Levis hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Vizquel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Branyan scores. It's 12-8, Indians. Enrique Wilson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Vizquel. The throw from Fordyce and he is safe. Vizquel steals second. Enrique Wilson batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Ordonez. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Vizquel scores. It's 13-8, Indians. Roberto Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Alomar is 2 for 4 in the game, with two home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 4 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 13, and the White Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 0 for 4 in the game. Ordonez strikes out. Two outs. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lee is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Konerko is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Konerko strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 13, and the White Sox 8. The Indians will come to bat. Scott Ayer now pitching. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Thome strikes out. 1 out. Jacob Cruz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cruz is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Richie Sexton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sexton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Sexton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Branyan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Branyan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 13, and the White Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Reed now pitching. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Norton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Norton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Craig Wilson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Wilson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Sexton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brooke Fordyce is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fordyce is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fordyce hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norton moves to second. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 3 in the game. With 2 walks. Durham hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Cruz. Durham reaches second base with a double. Norton scores. Fordyce goes all the way around to score. It's 13-10, Indians. Michael Jackson now pitching. Brian Simmons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Simmons is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tommy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simmons for the out. Durham moves to third. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 13, and Chicago White Sox, 10. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.